I ain't even tint the windows. Mike versus got me on the beat, let me eat it. Hold on, wait a minute, I've been doing this a long time, and I swear it took a long time for my shine. I've been patiently waiting, and I'm happy I waited, cause I made it. I walk in the building and I swim and get naked, hoping that I'ma take them and bring them back to the stable. No, 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 you must be mistaken. Either you crazy or clearly you wasn't thinking. All of my friends asking me what I've been drinking. The life of a star, overrated. The life of a boss, what I'm living. But you can't tell the difference, and I love it. Who's the life living? I can even believe it. God's so amazing. God's so amazing. Cause he's the reason. You already made it.
You already made it.
You already rich. You already good. And we already famous. God is amazing.
Yeah.
True life living until the rhythm is through. So I'ma give it to you, you. Yeah. True strife giving until you make it to heaven. And I'm just telling the truth. I got a chip in my tooth, I'm going hard in the booth. I'm trying to give it to you, my father sent me to you.
Yeah.
What it do, so don't go changing the channel. I got my heart in the panel, I got my God on the mantle. I got my Bible and rifle illuminate like a candle. And I'ma show you the door, but you gotta twist on the handle.
Open up the door,
yeah.
Open up your mind, and we can show you more. Cause the system is so flawed, how they put us in the morgue.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss till they put you in the floor. People always asking what the heck we do this for. Cause Jesus is the path and he's leading to the door.
So open.
I can't even believe it, God is so amazing.
God's so amazing.
Yeah. Cause he's the reason, we already made it.
Made.
We already rich, we already good, and we already famous. God is amazing.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, May the 18th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, I got a very, very important topic for you today. Today we want to break down. We've been talking about God. We've been talking about the law of reciprocity. We've been talking about the law of equivalent exchange. We've been talking about the law of vibrational or frequency matching. And we'll be talking about the law of the Schumann resonance, or the law of the principle, the equivalent exchange. And so now we want to understand how this breaks down from a biological perspective when it comes to us, what we call humans or humans, if you will, people. Our kinds. Today, my brothers, today, my sister, we want to break down this ideal or this thought that says that we are all one. We are all one in the sense that we all have similar natures, but what is mankind? And does God or did God create everything as we have been taught? Or did God create kind? Now, today's message is not for new believers. Today's message is one of those messages that, again, like all of the hidden science messages, the reason that it's called hidden science is because what I'm sharing in these messages, and there's 25, but this is message number 22. I'm going to package it up into a nice package once completed and put it all together. Some of the shows was done on my private channel, and then some of them was done on the public channel, just to keep them separate. But we want to bring them all together, and I'll be offering this complete package at the conclusion of this series. But what I need you to understand today, brothers and sisters, is that what did God? We like to think, we have been taught that God created everything, and that's not true. God created every kind, but he did not create every individual. Now, before you get your panties in the wad, please hear me out. I got something called evidence. Scriptural, non-scriptural. I got biological. I got esoteric, whatever you want, however you want to slice it and dice it. We can slice it and dice it. I have a 600-page book that breaks this down. And inside that 600-page book is called The Ontological History of Mankind. Now, inside of that book that I wrote many moons ago, it breaks down the ontological history of mankind. That's a big fancy word that simply means the history of man, how man was made. So why did God use the word mankind? Why did God use the word mankind? And why did God say that he creates after their own kind? And what does the word kind mean? So does God make individuals, or does God create kinds? Now, for the average Joe, that question is not a question that warrants study. But because I understand that there's different kinds, and I understand that everybody that you meet is not a human, there's a lot of what they call homunculus walking around. There's a lot of OPs, or organic portals. There's a lot of Homo erectus. There's a lot of Homo gigantuan. There's a lot of Homo Neanderthals. There's a lot of Homo sapiens. There's, in fact, many different mankinds. That's why God put the word in there. It's very mind-blowing to me when I have this discussion with the Reverend Dr. Bishops of the world today that it's very, how can I put this delicately? Humbling. We'll put it that way. It's very humbling to engage in conversation with the average Joe. And they are throwing around terms and words. And that is why God said that in the days of Noah, or as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be, coming of the Son of Man. Because God, the big one, the real one, not the one that created these kinds, this G, the Pleroma, the one that I've been talking about for the past 21 hours. This is hour 22. And there is something that I'm going to do an entire private series that proves, let's go through the evidence, that you may not be a man or a woman after God's kind. Now, it's in the blood. That's why I do blood reports. I know that your blood type determines your God type. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but I have something called proof. See, if you look in the inside of the human body, the body contains all the evidence that you need, because the body is the Bible, and the Bible is the body. Now, I can take any Reverend Dr. Bishop on any planet and break them down and show you how God created kinds. He did not create individuals. Now, contrary to the popular belief, you have something inside of your body called a histone that's part of a chromatin. A chromatin, like a chromosome, is a complex piece of the DNA that produces proteins that's found only in what is called the eukaryotic nucleus of the cell. Now, inside of the chromosomes, there is chromatin and chromatid, T-I-D. One is T-I-N, the other is T-I-D. But the thing I need you to over and to under and to understand is this one word, histone. Now, your DNA, my anointed brother, your DNA, my educated sister, is it wraps around histones like a snake. Like a snake. Now, if you don't believe me, just go to Google, your favorite search engine, type in the word C-H-R. O-M-A-T-I-N, chromatin, and then type in the word chromosome, C-H-R-O-M-O-S-O-M-E. Or you can just read my book, The Biology of the Temple, or you can read my book, Christened, or you can read my book, Histology, 600 pages that shows you may be a homunculus. Now, the reason that I wrote this book and the reason I went down this study, because I looked a homunculus in the eye. See, everything I teach and I talk about ain't theory. I only teach theorem. Thus, the righteous indignation that you sense in my voice when I talk to people who got book knowledge and they ain't got no experience. So you will sense a little righteous indignation in my voice. It is not directed at you, however. It is directed at the reverends and the doctors and the bishops. Because they went to the cemetery and got a piece of paper and they have no personal experience. Now, I went to the seminary too. And I got pieces of paper too. And those pieces of paper didn't change my behavior. Paper don't change people. Now, I need you to understand what I'm about to share with you. But again, let me give you the warning. This is not for baby Hueys. This is not for new Cretans. This is not for new Christians. This will mess up your theology today. Because you can't deny historical fact and truth. There is a chemical composition in your body right now called a chromosome. This chromosome it wraps around your DNA to create nucleosomes, or what I call nucleotides, or what the Bible calls a nuclei. That's what the nucleus means. Inside of every cell, there's a nucleus. The word nucleus, look at the word nucleus. It means new clay in English. So the clay has been glorified, but there's something around the clay. And then there's something in the clay. But the thing that I need you to understand that is called histones. Now, the word histone, again, it's a part of the body. It's spelled H-I-S-T-O-N. A histone, again, wraps around the dinucleic acid. That's called your DNA. And these histones, again, there are proteins. They are present inside of the chromosomes. And the word histones means his, H-I-S, tone, as in frequency, wave, of vibration. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the Rhema word of God. But see, the problem with his tones is they don't tell you who his tone is. So you got the wrong tone. Just like inside of your DNA right now as I'm speaking, your DNA is held together. Now, I don't want you to believe a word I'm saying. Now, again, I got $10,000 to anybody that can prove me wrong. On any planet, I'm taking all comers. Now, I got a book called The Biology of the Temple. I got another book called Christen, The Biology of God. And I got another book called The Ontological History of Mankind, that's 600 pages that breaks down and reveals and explains and illuminates and simplifies that you, my anointed brother, you, my educated sister, even me, could be a homunculus. You may be an OP. You may be an organic portal, which explains the way and why you act or do what you do. Now, see, I know this because I studied this. But first, I experienced it before I studied it. Because you ever worked in a Supermax prison, you will meet the homunculus there. If you go to a Supermax prison, you will meet organic portals there. If you go to a Supermax prison, you will meet soulless entities there. And if you walk through the park with a short dress on late at night, you probably will get jumped by a homunculus or a OP or a organic portal. Because they are capable of doing things that people, again, other kinds can't do because of the histones. Now, a histone, let me make sure you understand, is H-I-S, his. They don't tell you who his is. Tone. So it changes the histone. I would like everybody, at your convenience, of course, to go to dictionary.com or go to Google and type in the word histone and look at click on images and look at it. It looks just like a sine wave. A sine wave is like a snake. A histone looks just like a snake. In fact, the medical sign of the two snakes coiling around is a snake. In fact, the snake represents something that most people don't understand. Histone is a T-O-N-E, a tone, is a frequency, it's a wave of vibration. Now, histones, what do they do, though? They inside your body right now. And the a histone changes. In fact, the histone is a super, it's a super coil. It wraps around the chromatin and it tells the DNA how to unravel. It gives instructions to the DNA. Now, I help people unlock their DNA because the Bible says the entrance of my word unlocks the DNA. The entrance is that is that's what it says in the Bible. At least the one that I read says the entrance of my word in the book of Psalms. The entrance of my word unfolds light. And once you understand the DNA is a light, it's a crystal lattice light matrix. And God says that I am light. He didn't say he created it. He says he is it. And once you understand that the chromosomes package and organize into a chromatin, and doing this thing called mitosis, cellular mitosis, when your cells start to divide, the DNA is wrapped around by a histone protein, and it forms what is called a nucleosome or a nucleotide. So histones are proteins that wrap around or that they connect with the DNA. Now, the DNA is the book of life. The DNA is the thing that unlocks you. It unfolds you. It allows you to connect to the Father. Because the word Father in the Greek means patar. The word patar means sender. So the Father wrote a code. He put it inside of your body. But somebody, something, somewhere re-engineered your code. And so now your codex or your codon, it's not turned on. It's turned off. That's why they call it junk DNA. You got 12 strands of DNA. I can prove it. I got a book that breaks it down. You can go talk to any Reverend Dr. Bishop. They'll break it down for you as well. See, the DNA is a chromatin chromosome. But the DNA has something placed on it that didn't exist when it was originally made. The DNA also has something holding it together that wasn't there when it was originally made. It was called phosphate. Now, your DNA is held together by sugar, basically. So this phosphate or this phosphorus, if you look at the word phosphorus, it's the word false, Horus. Now, Horus is the Egyptian deity. That's another study for another time, but I need you to understand that your DNA doesn't really include phosphate or phosphorus, but it phosphorus is there. Just like inside of your DNA, it doesn't really include histones, but histones are there. Also inside of your DNA, there's something called a telomere. Now, I've broken this down before. Now, a telomere is a cap on top of your DNA. It's like the word handicap. Now, I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but the word handicap is an interesting term. It's an interesting word. It's a limit. The word handicap is the word hand-eye cap. Look at the word, handicap. So the word handicap means I'm going to hand you a cap. I'm going to put a glass ceiling so you can't grow no more. So the word handicap means I am going to hand you a cap. I'm going to place a telomere is a cap on your DNA. Now, according to the medical community, without a telomere on your DNA, you would not die. Now, that's a book called Cell, the Immortal Cell. Human cells don't die. This is scientifically proven. So if your cell don't die, why do you die? Well, telomeres. So right now, the 1%ers out there, all of the, you know, how can I put this delicately? All of the homunculus, we'll put it that way. They're trying to figure out how do we get rid of these telomeres? Because if we can get rid of these telomeres, we don't die. Now, again, don't believe me. There's a book online for free called The Immortal Cell. You might want to pimp the game and read it. It's a great book. It's a cookie-blowing book. Again, the book is called, it's free, online right now. It's called The Immortal Cell. That proves what I'm saying. Since your cells, they renew themselves, every part of the human body renews itself at different stages and different times. So since you are constantly renewing yourself, first question, why do you age? That's the first question I got for you. Why do you age? Well, we know, you know, we got toxins, we got chemicals in our air. They purposely poison you. That's the only way they can get your ass off this planet. So they, now who's they? The homunculus. Who's the homunculus? The OP. Who's the OP? The organic portals. Who are the organic portals? The soulless entities. Who's the soulless entities? Those people that's in Genesis 1. You say, well, Brother Will, oh, hold up, time out, homie. Genesis 1 was written by God, bro. Really? Did you look it up? Well, I don't know, brother. Well, see, I looked it up. You might want to look it up, too. I'm just saying. So, see, we have this thing that proves that the big G, he creates kinds. He don't create people. And we are after the kind. We're of the God kind. We're of the God class. But you think you're a man. And you think you are you think you're part of the mankind. You don't know that you're of the God kind. There was this man who became a God. His name is called Yahushua. Some people call him Jesus the Christ. So Yahushua came down and he said, hey, let me show these knuckleheads the way. Because obviously they're con, which means to swindle, fused, which means to be put together with something. You shouldn't be put together. So your body has been re-engineered. Now, if you notice, now this is what blows my cookie. All of the ancient texts, every book on earth said that they, homunculus, Nephilim, Drake holes, graves, organic portals, homunculus, whatever floats your boat, throw any term out there, ETs, you know, hey, aliens, fallen angels, hey, put any name on them, bruh. Put any name on them. But after you finish arguing and debating over what name to put on them, your life might be over. So I don't worry about names and stuff. I worry about kinds. I look at dispositions. I focus on blood. I look at behavior. While you dealing with the effect, I'm focusing on the freaking cause. So what causes one man, look like me, walk like me, talk like me, to go and kill 30 people and then eat their organs, put them in the refrigerator? What? What causes another man, looks like me, walk like me, to go out and freaking rape, pillage, and destroy? And then we put him in a cage, and then they hire people like me to go watch him. And he looking at me, and he pacing in his freaking cage like a tiger. And I'm looking in his eyes, I don't see nothing in it. And I go over there and I see his responses to me are animalistic. He's looking at me like I'm a piece of freaking meat. And I say, bro, you know, if you want some of this, now you might walk through me, but you don't know you was in a fight. See, that was my mentality when I worked there. That's why I came home at night every night. I had them suckers in the head with freaking fire extinguishers, water hoses, books, staplers. Every freaking day I fought for my life, brother. Every freaking day I fought for my life, sister. Some of my friends, they in boxes 6 feet under the ground right now because they encountered a man that was a kind. But he wasn't a God kind. He was of a different class. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, because you might be married to one, you are in desperate danger today. Because you're walking around willy-nilly thinking that everybody on this earth is the same. You say, well, Brother Will, that's some dangerous statements you're making, bruh. Well, we live in a dangerous world. And I just happen to have something called biological. I have something actually called historical. And I have something called canonical. And then I have something called non-canonical. Well, Brother Will, what you got? Well, let's get the scriptures for the Bible thumpers. Genesis chapter 1, verse 12. Genesis chapter 1, verse 12. Let's go with verse 11. Genesis 1, 11 says, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself. Where's the seed? The seed is outside the self. No, no, no. That's not what it said, brother. That's not what it said. The book that I'm reading, and it was the one y'all like, is by King Jimmy. You know, King James, y'all like King James, even though he was a flame on Homo sapien, but y'all like King James. Yeah, this is the King James Version. You ever look at the definition of the word version? Anybody? You ever looked it up? The definition, so you got King James Version. How about we get God's Version? Well, that's another study for another time, but anyway, King James Version says this, that God produces stuff after its kind. Now, again, I'm not apologizing, but let me explain my righteous indignation. Because people hear my voice and they listen to some of my old shows. They say, "Brother Will, you should be laid back, dude. You should be this nice guy that, you know, was kumbayaism and you know, love everybody, hug the trees and save the world. Now you freaking mad, dude. Like, you need a hug? No, bro. I don't need no hug. I just don't, you know, I just figured out the difference between rich people and poor people. And I'm tired of being poor. I just figured out the difference between have not have. I figured out that God is not present tense. He's not past tense. He's not future tense. He's in tense. I realize that anytime you do something and your heart not in, if you put your hand to the plow and you look back, you ain't fit to enter in the kingdom. I figured it out. I figured it out that, you know, you can be hot or you can be cold. You can't be lukewarm. So me, you know, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. But I got a couple of tools in there. They say, let me hot, homie. So we hot. We on fire. Because I read the book. So God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit yielding fruit after his kind. Now that word kind in Genesis chapter 1 verse 11, that one word kind is a cookie blower. Let's look it up. Excuse me. Y'all know I like to look up all my shizness that I talk about. Because if I'm willing to die, and I am, I'm willing to take a bullet in the head right now for what I believe. You willing to die for what you believe, bro? Well, I'm willing to die for what I teach and what I believe and everything that I say. So this word kind in Hebrew is M-I-Y-N. In English, it's spelled M-E-N, man. Now, it's pronounced mean. M-I-Y-N, mean. Moon, M-O-O-N. So mean, M-E-A-N, so you very mean, that means kind, and moon. Now, we know the word, another word for moon is lunar. And, yeah, we're going to leave that one alone. Lunar, so as in like lunar tick. So the word kind means mean. It means a group of living organisms that belong in the same class. It means ancestral gene pool. It means species. So this word M-E-E-N or M-I-Y-N mean, well, we get the word species in English or kind. This word is mentioned 31 times in 81 verses in the Hebrew Bible, in the King James Bible. So 31 times God says, or the writer of this book says, hey, I don't create individuals, I create kinds. And then those kinds create after themselves. Now, Yahushua is the firstborn of his kind. That's why this is so important. That's the purpose of the night message. So let me just go ahead and give you the smoking gun early. In case, you know, you're on your lunch break. You can't listen to the whole hour. Just in case you can't stick around for the smoking gun. Yahushua says that he's the firstborn. First. Of his kind. See, Yahushua is the only one that's after the priesthood of the melanated chi of the Zedek. He's the only one. It says Yahushua, he wasn't after the priesthood of Aaron. He wasn't after the priesthood. He didn't go into no damn building, sprinkle no chicken blood and the Ark of the Covenant and all that stuff that they did in the Old Testament. Yahushua didn't do that. Now, whether you believe he existed or not is a moot point. It's irrelevant because it's in your blood. I can prove it. It's in your blood. I posted it all over my Facebook page pretty much every other day. So you have laminin in your blood. You got gluons in your blood. You got this thing called hydrogenes in your blood. You got hydro, not hydra. Hydra, multiple-headed snake, but you got hydra. which means the water bearer, which has to do with a mystery or the mystery. It's a story about Hydor, which means water, which means wave, which means frequency, which means vibration, which means tones. That's why you got his tones wrapped around your DNA, to keep you from tuning in to God's tone. So the enemy has manipulated your vessel, because he knows your vessel is the body, it's the temple, it's the template, it's the blueprint for the new clay, for the glorified man that's coming, brother, the glorified body. But if he can dumb you down, you won't be redeemed at the last sound. Trump is here. He in office, by the way. Now, I did that show in 2013 where I said Donald Trump was going to be president. In 2013, I got it. If anybody need to listen to it. At the last sound, at the last Trump. Now, in 2005, I did a show called The Threshold, based off the CBS miniseries where I said what's happening in 2017. I said it in 2005. I'll send you the tape. At the last sound, at the last Trump, you have been regened using pharmakeia. Now, in the book of Revelations, it says that the great men of renown, they are going to use sorcery to control the whole world, the whole world. The word sorcery in the original text means pharmakeia, means pharmacy, it means drugs. Not over-the-counter ones, the ones that's in the air, chemtrails, the one that's in your water, fluoride. So that activates the histones inside of your DNA to keep your DNA from, see, the Father is not leaving up to you. He know that you're great. He know that you're an awesome individual, but he's like, yeah, I'm not going to leave my new glorified beings that's made after the order of Melchizedek. Now, I've broken down that word on 1,000 shows. Just in case you missed it, just in case you didn't read the 400-page book about who Melchizedek is, Melchizedek had no mother. Melchizedek had no father. Melchizedek was not born. Melchizedek did not die. Who the beep is the Melchizedek? His word means king of Salem. He's the king of peace, king of righteousness. He has the same attributes, but he's the Old Testament version of Yahushua. Now, Yahushua is the New Testament version. You know him as Jesus the Christ. Another study for another time. But what I need you to understand is this. Somebody don't want your melanin to be activated. Now, the word Melchizedek, the word deck, turn it around. English is backwards. So you always turn around the English words to get the truth. So the word Melch, now Jesus says that I am after the order of Melchizedek. He says I'm a priest. Now, this is all in the book of Hebrews, by the way. Hebrews chapter 4, just start reading. He says that I am the first after. He says I'm the first class. He says I'm the first kind. Now, the word species, again, it means, as I've broken down, G-E, Father, touch the minds of your people. G-E-N-U-S. Now, that word, as I've talked about so much, if you add your body into it, that means genius. That's you. You're a genius. Now, the only way to be you is that you got to have a tutelary demon. You got to have a tutor. That's what the word tutelary means. Now, I've broken down that word G-E-N-U-S. U.S. A plethora of times. I'm not going to waste your time today. Now, that word G-E-N-U-S, when you add the I, it goes from being a subdivision of a family. Now, that word means an organ. That word G-E-N-U-S is the exact same word as the word kind in the Bible. It means how to classify organisms. The word kind, according to God. God says, I'm going to create classifications of organisms to stay in a sort, a class, or a kind. I'm going to create a class or a group of species. I don't want them suckers to cross-pollinate. That's what the big G said. But then the little G's came down here and they said, you know what, bump you, big G. We ain't taking orders from you. In fact, we following this dude over here. His name is Lucifer Farr. He got his whole atmosphere. And everything that's in this atmosphere, they breathe in Lucifer Farr. Now, if you don't believe me, go to Google, type in the word Luciferans atmosphere, or buy my book, Bioluminescence. Inside your body, you have a gene called a lumiferance gene. Don't believe me? Look it up. It's in your body. You also have a gene in your body called phosphate. What does it do? It interferes with your DNA to keep it from connecting with the father. Don't believe me? Look it up. Read my book. So what am I saying? All I'm saying is you've been tampered with. You're like a computer with a virus. What happens to your computer when it gets a virus? It slows down its operating speed. It still operates, but your computer doesn't operate. It doesn't optimize. Now, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, if you're not a part of my Clarinomics program, this is what I teach. This is why this is so important. I teach you how to optimize, to live and optimize, to have an optimized living experience. Right now, you're not living. You're a walking dead man. Now, you think you're living because we've been controlled. But go to prison, work in a supermax for one day. Everybody should take a tour of a prison. That's why I learned more working in the freaking supermax than I learned in any class, any books, anything. Because in the supermax prison, demons don't hide. They got no reason to hide. They there. They come out. They talk to you in the supermax. So if you ever want to talk to the devil, you want to meet him, you want to see what he's like, if you really want to experience evil, go to it. I'm not talking about a regular prison. I'm not talking about a farm system. I'm not talking about a medium security. I'm not talking about a federal prison, this freaking coffee, you know, freaking golf court, country club bullshitness that they got nowadays. I'm talking about go to the penitentiary where I worked at. Go to the penitentiary of New Mexico in Santa Fe. Go to the Supermax there and just take a tour. All you have to do is walk in the building. Just walk in the building. I would encourage you, if there's a way for you to go and take, really, I'm serious. This is not a joke. I just want you to feel the vibe. That's all. It just takes about 10 minutes. That's all you need. 10 minutes, when you go in there and the door slams behind you and you walk in, and the first time your eyes meet a homunculus, the first time you look at a homunculus in the eye, and it's like, you ever go and look a lion in the eye? Like, next time you go to the zoo, look a lion. Hopefully one of the ones that hasn't been in the zoo all his life. When you look a lion in the eye, fear takes over your body. It's just automatic. I don't care where you are. You could be up behind 15 cages, 15 inches of glass thick, and you know in your mind that lion can't get to you. But when you look evil in the eye, when you look at homunculus in the eye, when you look at a soulless entity in the eye, when you look at an OP or an organic portal in the eye, you are experiencing real. This stuff out here in this make-believe world we live in, outside of this the cage, that's why everybody should at least go visit a supermax prison. Then you will come back a believer. You'll be just like me. See, I had to work there, though. Mandatory overtime, 12 hours a day. Most times 16 hours. Every day. And I did it for over a year until I just quit. I couldn't do it no more because I was losing my soul. And they told me, man, you need to get out of here. All of the non-OPs say, Raj, you need to get out of here, dude, because you're not one of us. I couldn't do the level of evil that they was doing. I could hit them. Now, when they did it to me, I could do it to them. I couldn't just walk in there and take a fire extinguisher and hit a man in the head every day, maybe once a week. But I couldn't do it every day. I didn't have the level of evil. And they said I was a liability because I was soft. And they knew I was soft. The thing that made me soft is a thing called a soul. I was not made of that kind. So if you have one of these, let me not go there. Let me just simply say this. The word Melchizedek in reverse means deck. That means doctrine. I've said this many times. Z means O-H-M. It means ohms. Don't believe me. Go ask any electrician. What does Z-E-E mean? They'll tell you it means ohms. Ohms, that's electrical current. It's a doctrine that controls electrical current. Chi, that means your breath. That means the prana. When I was stationed in Japan, all the Japanese people, the orange, they call it chi. Bruce Lee calls it chi. Everybody in the Eastern, they call it chi. That's the prana. That's the pneuma. So that's what it means, chi. Male means melanin. Everybody, they say only black people got melanin. Everybody got melanin. You got melanin in your body. You got melanin in your brain. And you got melanin in your semen or in your ovaries. Everybody got the melanin. You got just different amounts of melanin. Black people just happen to have more melanin. So God is saying, I have a doctrine that's going to activate the electricity that's going to control the prana or the breath of melanated beings. If you're one of these. You're not of the God kind. You're not of the God class. Now, it's no disrespect to nobody. It's just simply separating the wheat from the freaking tares. It ain't got nothing to do with no freaking altar call. Now, an altar call helps because if you can't respond to that. Now, remember, we broke that word down too. Remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Now, the word altar call means alias. The word alias, again, means fake or phony individual. Now, the word, if you break down the word altar, that's why God does altar calls. I'm not against them. An altar call reveals organic portals. If you go to an altar call, the Reverend Dr. Bishop lay hands on you and nothing happens to you, you don't feel nothing, yeah, you might be an OP, homie, you ain't got no soul. So an altar call is useful. I talk a lot of crazy shizness about the church, but I'm a product of the church. Let's not get it twisted. I just read Hebrews 6:1, and I went on past that because that's what God told me to do. But don't get it twisted, brother. I got mad respect for the church and the people who are in the church. I can't do the church. I can't do it. Because that's where the devil goes. That's where you go to separate the devil from the real people in church. So the people in church, they on the front lines. I got the easy job. I only deal with real believers. But at the church, man, you don't know what you got, man. That person could be in church for 30 years, and he's a freaking, he not no real person. Well, you say, Brother Will, how did you know? Well, let me tell you how I know. Let me tell you how the Bible says you know. I can tell you my opinion. It don't mean a hill of beans. So in the Bible, now biologically, you are of the God kind because the Bible says that God makes kinds. All through, and I can go through all of the Bible, and that word kind is, again, in biology, it means G-E-N-U-S, or it means G-E-N-E. It means genes. So anything that manipulates your genes, or the word Genesis, look at the word Genesis. It's the word gene-isis. Look at it. Or it's the word I-S, genes. Everything is about genes. That's why I got into biology. Because when I understood that God hides himself in biology, I jumped into it. Because I understand this is how God works. Now, notice, let's go to a man in the Bible who activated his DNA, his 12 strands of DNA. He activated his third eye. He activated his pineal gland. Let me show you biblically. Then I can show you biologically. Then I can show you non-canonized or esoterically. But biblically, because we in America, most people are Bible thumpers. But because I say a lot of crazy stuff about Bible thumpers, I'm a Bible thumper too. Let's not get it twisted. So in the Bible, well, first of all, remember, God, he only produces kinds. That means species. That's why the word father, he means, now again, I've done the show already. The word father in your Bible, the word Lord in your body means, in your Bible means kurios. It means that he's only over his kind. He ain't over the north. That's why Jesus says, I'm only coming for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I'm coming for the tribe of Judah, period. Jesus, Yahuwah, he's only coming for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now I know, John 10 says, which I'm thankful, because guess what? I don't think I'm one of the lost sheep. I don't think I'm from the tribe of Judah. They say that, hey, you black dude, you from a Hebrew. Now, the word Hebrew means Hebo. The word Hebo means those who crossed over, he who crossed over. So I may not be according to Deuteronomy 28. And I have all of this, and I explain it in detail on my website, Wake Up Black America. Don't believe me? Go to my website, wakeupblackamerica.com. Please check it out. Wake Up Black America. It tells you if you're Hebo or not, according to Deuteronomy 28. But thankfully, Jesus says, hey, I'm going to come back for my sheep. This is what it says in John 10. So, again, I'm paraphrasing for the sake of time. You might want to look it up. John 10 says, hey, I'm going to come back for my sheep. And then after I get my sheep, I'm going to come back for the other shepherd's sheep. Let me say that again. Now, I've done many, many shows on this. Jesus says that I am the gate. He says that you can't enter into the sheepfold any other way. He said that those who try to enter into the sheepfold through the back door, Those are the homunculus. Those are those guys that's living right now on the ground in the deep underground military bases. Just go to Google, type in dumb bases, or type in D-U-M, or B, and click enter, and it pulls it up. They don't even hide no more. They tell you, hey, that the earth, the sun, the frequency, the atmosphere, Lucifer is losing control of the earth. He's losing his power. Now, the Luciferance Aether, now it's called Luciferance Aether. Now, I have it on, I have my book cover, so if anybody want it, proof, I'll send it to you. Not the book, I'll send you the cover. Or you just go to Google and type in Luciferance Aether and put it up. Luciferance, that's the atmosphere that you breathe, the air that you breathe in. Why do you think he's called the Prince of the Air? I'm just wondering. Like again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, so I got to look stuff up. Why do you think he's called? Right now, what you're doing is you're doing this. What do you think you're breathing in? I'm just wondering. What do you think you're breathing in? It's called Lucifer. That's what they call it biologically. Now, it's called bioluminescence. So Lucifer manipulated your genes. Notice in all the ancient texts, they came here and that was something here. Now, they call him Cro-Magnon. So they manipulated a certain kind of man. That's how they got different kinds of man. But God had a certain plan for a God man. Yahushua is the firstborn of the God men. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology, I understand. But all I'm saying, just read your Bible. It's in there. That's where I got it from. So if he's the firstborn of many brothers, who are the other brothers? I'm just asking the question. So if Jesus is the first, who's the second and the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth? Now, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, this is where I'm getting this from, but for the sake of time, God foreknew and he predestined him to be conformed into the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn of many. So now again, since I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, I got to look shiznits up. Now, I would encourage you in your spare time to look up the definition of the word foreknew. And look over the definition of the word predestined. Look over the definition of the word conformed. Look up the definition of the word image. Look over the definition of the word firstborn. I challenge any listener who think that what I'm saying is incorrect to look up Romans 8, 28 and 29. Go to any good resource, Bible concordance or whatever, you know, soak your boats and look up the terms. Now, remember, as I've proven, the terms have changed. So I would prefer, again, it's just me, that you find the oldest Bible concordance you can find. Those are the ones that's usually more accurate. Because the new stuff has been changed. Because they know, hey, fools like me, we look stuff up. So they said, hey, let's change the definitions of the words. Yeah. So we're going to get these etymologists, these truthologists like Brother Will, who like to look up stuff. And that fool, if we give him the wrong definition, he got the wrong world. Now, remember, the word definition means definition. Let me say it again. The word definition means definition. Let me say it again. The word definitions means D-E-A-F, def, can't hear. Phoenicians. That's where Abraham's from. He's a Phoenician. The Phoenicians gave you phonics. That's why you all remember that song, Hooked on Phonics, worked for me. Hooked on Phonics worked for me. Yeah, it worked for you, all right. Hooked on Phonics got your ass out in left field. Why y'all think I never learned phonics? I used to be mad. I used to be crying every day because I couldn't read or write. The greatest thing that ever happened to me is I'm a functional illiterate. You mean to tell me that my curse is my cure? Damn, Skippy. That's why I curse now. I was telling Dr. Span the other day, she was asking me, hey, Brother Will, you were saying something about curse, cure. Yeah, look at the word. Take the S. Take those histones off your DNA. Take the snake off the pole. Take the S out of the word sine wave. Take the S out your life, brother. Take the S out your life. Then you can connect with the cure. The curse is your cure. So C-U-R-S-E is your C-U-R-E. Your curse is your cure. I know my spelling is not that great, but close enough for me. Your curse is your cure. So what is my curse? Remember, who was it? Paul? Peter? Paul? One of them. He asked God three times, take this thorn from me. He crying, begging, please, Father, take this thorn from my side. Father said, what did he tell him? My grace is sufficient to you, for you. But why did he give it there? Why did he leave it? Remember? Remember the story? He left it there because he said it kept him from being conceited. Do you know, y'all think I'm arrogant and yelling and screaming now? Do you think if I wasn't a functional illiterate, I'd be walking around here, man, my head couldn't even fit through the front door. I can barely fit through the front door now as it is. But if I didn't have these flaws, if I was, quote unquote, perfect, woo-wee, man, you couldn't tell me nothing. You couldn't tell me nothing. So God give me these flaws. He gave them to you too. He got you. You have those flaws. So don't try to get rid of them. In fact, I recommend you do what I did. I recommend that you monetize your curse. That's what I did. Find the thing that you hate the most. That's your meal ticket. Don't tell nobody I told you, because I'm charging everybody else big money for that. I teach people how to take their curse and turn it into their cure. If anybody want to learn, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. It's going to cost you some duckies, because I do this full time. I got a wife, I got kids, I got family to take care of too, just like everybody else. But this is not a game for me. See, I'm willing to die for this because I know it works. Because if it saved me, if it helped me, oh yeah, it can help anybody. Because I was an IMP that uses EMP to become a PIMP. So this wasn't a game for me, bro. I was a professional at it. I was good at what I did. I was the devil's right-hand man. So now I expose the devil for who he is. He's a con artist who goes in. He cannot create, but he's damn good at manipulating. So he's manipulating your DNA, and he's using histones to do it. He uses phosphate to do it. He uses sugar to do it. He uses chemtrails to do it. He uses fluoride to do it. He uses genetically modified organisms to do it. He is separating you from the frequency, because at the last sound, the frequency, now this is the earth is called the Schumann resonance. Triple W, go to Google, type in Schumann resonance. It's changing. It's increasing. The atmosphere of the earth is changing. The frequency, just like in the movie in 2005, I said in 2005, CBS put it out there in 2005. It's a miniseries. It's free on Redbox or YouTube or somewhere. CBS miniseries called Threshold. If you really want to blow your cookies, watch that. If you really want to turn your world upside down, watch the CBS miniseries called Threshold and see what happens to your DNA when it's exposed to a certain frequency. Now, everybody's DNA changes. Let me tell you how God does it. Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. He did it to Jacob. Now, this is going to happen to you. In fact, it's already happening. The only way it doesn't happen to you is if you don't do what Jacob did. Now, y'all remember Jacob? Y'all remember Jacob? Oh, yeah. Y'all forgot? Yeah, they changed his name. Ah, yeah. Yeah, Brother Will ain't stupid as he look. Yeah, my name is, you think my name is Will? Why I changed my name? Why did I change my name, brothers and sisters? Because I was born at night, but I just wasn't born last night. Why does God change people's names all through the Bible? One reason only. When you change a man's name, you change a man's destiny. And make sure you understand why God changes names. Genesis chapter 32, verse 27. 27. Genesis 32, 27. So he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, my name is Jacob. Verse 28, Genesis 32, verse 28. He said to him, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but now your name shall be Israel. For you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. Father, touch the minds, the hearts, the souls of every listener that's listening live or 20 years from now, that they may see and that they may hear what thus says the word of God. Brothers and sisters, if you don't strive with God and with men and prevail, you will not enter the kingdom. Your DNA will not be changed. I know people who are so freaking holy, they can't hang out with people. They don't like nobody. Isolate themselves in these religious communities. Now, I know you're not one of those people. I'm talking about like the popes and those kind of people. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. Jacob did something that you got to do. He activated his pineal gland, his third eye. How did he do it? God changed his name. On January the 1st of 2009, God changed my name. Because I strived with God and I strived with man. I fought this flesh with my spirit. I've been wrestling with God, bro, since my mother died at the age of 8. Because of the hate and the pain I had in my freaking heart. Just like Jacob, I wrestled with God. And I told God this, the same thing Jacob did. On January the 1st, I said, God, I want to die. Now, unless you are real. God said, okay, activate that fool's pineal gland. From that day to this day, I ain't been the same man. Because that's what Jacob did. And until you have that encounter with God, you playing church. God changed Jacob's name because he strived. Now, I got to break that one down. Almost out of time. I just need another 2 or 3 minutes of your time. Because the place where Jacob wrestled with God is called Peniel. Why does everything that the people, 1%ers, do on this earth, everything is designed to calcify your pineal gland? Can somebody please tell me why? Why is there such an emphasis on making sure that somebody in the water, there's chemtrails, they got, why do they kill animals in a state of fear to release the adrenochrome into the animal? Because it calcifies your pineal gland. Why do they put metal in your teeth? Because it calcifies your pineal gland. Why do they send you to elementary school and regurgitate stupid facts over and over again in school? Because it calcifies your pineal gland. Why do they make us live in concrete cities instead of out in nature? Because it calcifies your pineal gland. Why is everything that you do? Because it calcifies your pineal gland. So Jacob had to decalcify his pineal gland, and so do you. And the only way to do that, my brothers and sisters, that I know, is you got to overcome your flesh with your spirit. You have to strive. He wrestled. So let's go to Genesis 32, verse 28. Let's just go one layer deep because we're out of time. But I just need you to understand Genesis 32, 28. And he said that, you know, he called the name Jacob no more. Your name shall be Israel. But for you are a with God and you have prevailed. You have wrestled with God and you have prevailed. So what does that mean? Well, in the original text, it has a word that is spelled like Sarah. It's S-A-R-A-H in Hebrew. Strong H. And that word means?
Sarah.
So the word Sarah means to have power. It means to contend with. It means to persist. It means to don't give up. It means to prevail. So what Jacob did to change to Israel, to activate his pineal gland, is he fought his flesh. He didn't try to be perfect. He became authentic. What is that? What does that mean? That means no matter how many times he got knocked down, he got up. That means that he prevailed. Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. That word, again, sara, it means to contend with. It means to be a leader. It means to be a commander. It means to be a prince. It means to set in order. It means to arrange soldiers. It means to be noble. It means to fight. It means to make a concrete decision. It means to be diligent. Now, the first book I ever read, the first thing God ever told me was diligence. Diligence is the ability to make a concrete decision, to kill, to mutilate, to end lives, spiritual lives, that is. That's what diligent means. So until you get there, can't activate your pineal gland. All this stuff, yoga techniques, you know, diet, all this stuff is great. That don't mean shiznit if you ain't got no mental disposition. Are you a leader? Are you a commander? Do you have the capacity to make a freaking decision? That's what Jacob did. That's how he became Israel. It means that you have the ability to make a series of decisions in order to move or to set something in order. That's what it means. To set in order. To set your house in order. How do you do that? Make a freaking decision. That as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Make a decision. I don't give a damn what is it, bad, good, just make a decision. That's what it means. Jacob made the decision that, I ain't letting you go till you bless me. So what did Jacob do? He asked him, hey, what's your name? He said, my name is Jacob. He says, no longer shall you be called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men. And thou hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him, and he said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore it is thou hast to ask after my name. And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Now, brother and sister, I'm going to make a statement that I've been making for 20 years. You are not going to believe me. And hey, until God show you, I wouldn't believe me either. I didn't believe me till January 1st of 2009. You don't take no man. Your eternal destiny hinges upon you making a concrete decision to do what? I don't take advice from people. I only take advice from God. If you don't meet God face to face, your life is not preserved. Now, the place where you meet God face to face, this is where Jacob met him, it's called Peniel. Now, remember, the Bible is esoteric. It has an outside meaning. It has an inside meaning. It means the place where he wrestled with God. Now, the pineal gland is the only gland that's in the center of the brain that has the same, or it has optical nerves. Don't believe me? Look it up. Please, the pineal gland. So your pineal gland is the only place that you can see into a place inside your skull that's called the Holy of Holies. You can get to God any kind of way you want to. I'm just telling you how I did it. I'm telling you what I do. I'm just telling you what worked for me, what changed my behavior. Jacob called the place that he wrestled with God, and he came face to face with God, and his life was preserved. He called that place the Peniel. Now, that's the exo, outside meaning. The inside meaning is that's how you decalcify your pineal gland. That is why every New Age witch, Wicca, Warlock, every ancient text, the Egyptians, everybody talks about the pineal gland. Why is there so much fuss about the pineal gland? What is it about this small little gland inside of the brain called the pineal gland? And why is it that everybody makes such a big deal about the pineal gland? Somebody knows something that you don't. Do you know that the pineal gland is part of the endocrine system that I broke down when I talked about the 12 strands of your DNA? They match up with the 12 parts of the endocrine or the endocrine system. Man, y'all better stop playing. The pineal gland is called the third eye. The pineal gland produces what? Melanin. And melatonin. It produces or it secretes. Now remember the word secrete means secrets. Look at the word secretions. You see the word secrets. It's the word eye on secret. So if you want to know the secrets, you need to activate something that's going to activate your secrets or the secretions or the hormones. So the pineal gland is always referred to as a pine cone. Go to the Vatican. What do you see? Freaking pine cones everywhere. Why the hell does the Pope got a cane with a pine cone on it? Why does a pine cone represent the all-seeing eye? Why in the Egyptians, they talk about the pituitary gland, they talk about all these other glands, but it is the pineal gland. A little small, the smallest gland, if you will, inside the brain. Because the pineal gland is the third eye. The pineal gland produces melatonin and serotonin and all of the other chemicals that produces what they call photosynthesis or photoperiodics, which is the ability to affect your moods, your sleep patterns. It also is a part of the brain that protects you from what they call the blood-brain barrier. This little small gland inside of your brain, my brothers and sisters, is where all of the psychoscience and the pseudoscience and the psychedelics, because that part of the brain, the third eye, is the eye that allows you to connect with what they call biorhythms. Now, the biorhythms is the thing that controls the harmony of the body. It controls the aging process. It controls a lot of the body. All this little gland, that's why you have to calcify it. Because the most important thing that it does, that's the window to heaven. That is the part of the brain that everybody wants to basically manipulate because it controls your biological clock. All of that zero-point gravity, out-of-body experiences, meditation, consciousness, the whole holographic universe, the whole 12 around one, 12, 12 cranial nerves, everything, all sounds, colors, lights, everything is controlled by that one little, it's called the seat of the soul, that pineal gland. That pineal gland controls the horns or the tones or the harmonics or the frequency or the wave or the vibration or the consciousness or the word of God. That little gate is what Yahushua said when he stands at the gate. No man enter into the sheepfold unless he goes through the gate. From a biological perspective, I'm not saying that, I'm just saying from a biological perspective, they're talking about the pineal gland. I just read it in your Bible where Jacob wrestled with God and he got a chance to meet him face to face in the place where he did all this at, pineal. That's in your Bible. Brothers and sisters, there's a bunch of different kinds of man. I didn't break down. I wanted to get into all of the different kinds. You can Google it or you can just pick up a copy of my books that I break all of this down. But I just need you to understand that this is what they call biogenetics or epigenetics. You have been biologically manipulated to keep you from having and connecting back to the pulsating wave vibration. That's what the movie Threshold said, and it's about. There is a conspiracy, if you will. That's what everything is all about. I mean, think about the technology that we have right now. Everybody is doing what? Everybody's connecting with the Wi-Fi. Why? Wi-Fi. Because it manipulates the pattern. That's what the movie Threshold is about. It manipulates the holographic universe. It manipulates the frequency because it's at the last sound, at the last trump. The dead in Christ have arrived. So if I can manipulate the vibration of that sound, you can't hear it. So if you can't hear the sound, you get left behind. Brothers and sisters, thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. We went over time just a little bit. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you. Remember, my brothers, remember, my sisters.
We've been having tremendous.
There's many different kinds.
I want to get away from it.
You are made out of God.
But you can't. That's
not
what they taught me.
God
the streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to some so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the streets.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions still so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with plenty victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever wanna put the dot in.
Dot in, dot in, we got to put the dot in. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, don't let this world guide you. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, we got to put the dot in. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, don't let this world guide you. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
I hope that I'm not coming, I'm too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote, man. All I do is hold it down for that standard tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This for Mia, cause I need to bring the Fede home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Yes, I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. Until I'm selling at the venue.
It's with Jehovah, baby.
I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah,
I'm thanking God for every day that he gets me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
Got in, got in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God